awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah. Good morning, Thursday.
Oh, such a good day.
Yeah.
Way better than Wednesday.
It's closer to the weekend, that's for sure.
And everybody's working for the weekend, so...
Everybody working. That would be a great Friday intro song.
Yep.
Should think about that.
We really should.
We should think.
All right. We can figure that out.
Go!
Today, Theology Thursday, going to be pre-recorded.
It's going to be pre-recorded. We got an email late last night.
Saddened by the loss of Benix in the Albuquerque area. He's going to Santa Fe.
There's got
to
be a better way to say that.
Yeah, so.
I don't know.
And,
maybe there's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he won't be here, so we're gonna air an older podcast.
Yeah.
Like we did last week.
So you can catch that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll be doing that. But in the meantime, we've got the Aspen Project coming in.
Woo!
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
We got to do the number for the day.
Oh, I've already seen it.
Question of the day.
Question of the day.
We'll have some fun today.
We'll have some
Doug's here.
Fun today.
Question, our number for the day.
There it is.
Wow. That's crazy.
I know.
Number for the day, 61,300-ish. That's your number for the day. If you could tell us what it means, we'll hook you up with something. Good luck. That is obscure.
That is very obscure. And we're not giving any clues because the last time I did, some lady Googled it.
I know. God, it's the worst.
Guys, it's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh, Matthew from Albuquerque.
No! Really, Steve-O?
What?
No, I'm just joking. Yeah.
Oh.
That was
Did
me.
Did you think Matt
that was me?
Me
that said that?
Mateo was the one that went. Oh no!
Really, Matthew?
Oh, okay. Yeah. You guys just sound alike on here.
Really, Matthew? You don't even know my voice, Matthew. Come on, buddy.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, those are hilarious. How are you guys both doing today?
Man, fantastic. I slept like a log.
You did?
Well, logs don't sleep, so yeah.
Oh, there you go.
It's a good thing to get a good night's sleep, I tell you that.
Nope.
Yeah,
there's
it is a good
better,
thing.
Yeah, there's nothing better than just sleeping in.
Yeah,
boy,
nothing
do I
better.
Love that.
Yeah, we slept in, man. We sleep in.
Slept in every day this week,
so
man.
So great.
Nice.
So get to sleep so late.
Slept right into work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, they did the neatest thing in my school for voting. They did it all online.
What?
For student body president. Yeah, all we did is we took our cell phones, we scanned the QR code on a poster for our favorite candidate, and then we entered our ID, date of birth, and voted. It was that easy for those who had a smartphone. If you didn't, you went up to a computer lab and did voting, or used one of the Scantrons. So, you know, it's pretty cool.
Huh.
You know, it seems like technology is getting so advanced nowadays that you can just, you know, for schools, now they're just using the internet to do voting.
Weird.
Yeah.
I actually like that. It was easy for me to have a smartphone that I can connect to a wireless network and just sit there and vote.
Maybe one day schools will just let robots come to school.
Yeah, then I won't have to go to school. I can just wait, lay at home and relax. Oh, nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Sweet relaxation, huh?
Yeah, sweet relaxation.
Sweet relaxation.
That's a song.
Oh, man. So, see what I don't know if I told you guys, but those winter ball pictures from February?
Yeah.
They're on the internet.
Oh,
what?
No.
You leaked photos on the internet?
You leaked them.
No, they're my photos. They're on my YouTube channel page. I'll email you guys the title of the video or a link to it. You guys
Please
can
do.
See them.
Thank
it's
you.
It's like a video movie if you guys can watch.
A video movie?
That's like a gift that keeps giving, Matthew.
Yeah, and I loved Michelle's voicemail about how to find the video. So if you want, you guys can check with her later and ask her for that. And
no, I don't remember. I don't remember her saying anything about it. You better leave her another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I left it last night at 9 o'clock, so she should get it right sometime.
Try it again today.
Yeah, yeah. So right on, man.
And if you don't get her today, try again tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. Can I get songs for you?
Yeah, you can.
this morning, you know what? I haven't requested this one, Devastation and Reform by Reliant K.
Yeah, never.
Good man.
You are
thanks,
Matthew
guys.
From Albuquerque, and you are unmatched in your glory.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Bye.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
There he was.
He didn't say go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. Speaking of Hawks and high school in general, our static prom is coming up April 11th. Tickets are on sale now at mystaticradio.com. Get them early. We're talking to Adri yesterday. Ticket sales underway, and people are picking them up. So
they're starting to get them.
Yeah, make sure you grab your tickets if you're planning on attending the static prom coming up Friday, April 11th. It's going from 7 to 11. 2.0's rocking the jams. We're, of course, all going to be there dressed to the nines.
The nines.
The nines!
We're going to dress to the sevens.
Or maybe the eights.
Probably the sixes.
Yeah, that's probably more accurate.
I'm actually not going to dress to any nines because I won't be here.
Oh. Well, I will.
Well, actually, there might be a way that I will be here. We'll talk about that a little later.
All right.
Mystery.
Coming up, we got breaking news. We got birthdays. Get your shout out in.
Birthdays.
Studio at mystaticradio.com right now. Requested Reliant K. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
And now breaking news for you in the morning. It's me, Mateo.
Yeah.
Happy Thursday.
Oh, hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Happy Thursday to you, too.
Did you know?
I did.
First piece of news today.
No.
Facebook just spent $2 billion on a virtual reality company called Oculus.
What?
What does that mean, everyone?
We don't know.
We might never know.
Oh. Except,
no, we'll know. It'll be cool at first, and then a couple months later, you'll start seeing ads everywhere.
That's true.
That's exactly what'll happen.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
President Obama's been meeting with the G7 leaders. Pretty sure yesterday it was the G8.
Yep.
And they kicked Russia out, and now it's the G7. So, I hope we don't see that number dwindle anymore.
No kidding.
That just means we're kicking people out. Hey, get out. Sad.
Is Canada still part of it?
We don't ever want to become duo awesome morning party. Instead of
we
team
don't.
Awesome.
Yeah, we need the team. We need the whole team.
If we have to kick Doug out.
Oh, no!
I know. Doug. Thin ice, Breddy. Thin ice. Breddy. Breddy. B-R-U. Breddy.
Breddy. All right, Breddy.
Air pollution is linked to 1 in 8 deaths.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's a good thing we live in the desert.
I don't think there's a lot of pollution out here. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pretty nice here in the desert.
Sorry, L.A.
Sorry, L.A. Sorry, Chicago. Sorry, Ohio.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin have split after rumors that they had grown apart. They termed it conscious uncoupling.
What?
That was their term for...
Gosh.
We are consciously uncoupling. Two CNN producers trying to do an inside story on how easy it is to slip past security at the World Trade Center were caught and arrested.
No way!
There you go.
Nicely done.
That's what happens when you try to be a doo-doo head.
I'm sure it didn't help that they had, like, these giant cameras. All right, guys.
It's that scoop. It's that scoop.
We're currently sneaking inside the World Trade... Oh, excuse me. No. It's okay. We're citizens. We're citizens. We're currently sneaking inside the World Trade Center. Ah, security!
And then it's like, yeah, look, I told you that the cables were going to give somebody some clue. We have 30 feet of cable here for the camera. 30 feet.
Yeah, good job, CNN.
Yeah.
Gosh. Crappy news network. That's everything, right? What's it really stand for?
Hang on. Oh, my gosh. Doug, CNN. Why can I not think of it?
Continuous news.
Something like that. Constantly.
Can't nobody news. What?
If you know what CNN stands for, call in right now. No, I want to wait. I want to see.
Controlled network nations.
Oh,
Courtney
gosh.
Knows nothing.
Now, hang on, Doug's got it. Never mind. Do not call. Do not call. Hang up the phone. Do not call. Doug has it right
cable
here.
Cable news network.
Cable news network. Because it started on cable. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has ordered all men must wear his style of haircut.
Ugh. Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, blah, blah.
Poor North Korea. Guys, I'm sorry.
Yeah, dude.
The Northwestern University football team has gotten approval to form a union. And now it begins.
Man, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah?
That's a big conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they aren't student athletes, they are student employees.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, I was watching a thing yesterday.
They are employed athletes.
Yeah.
They're no longer student athletes.
They are,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's pretty different.
Yeah.
What's going to happen now?
If they unionize, then they're going to become lazy because then this is going to be like, yeah, well, I don't have to play two quarters of this game because my union rep says that it's equal opportunity for me to be lazy.
No, really?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. But yeah, jobs. I mean, we're talking, healthcare, insurance. Yeah.
Northwestern's it's an Ivy League school, right?
Yeah.
Smarty pantses.
Yeah.
Three Secret Service agents on assignment in Amsterdam were sent home for drunkenness after one was found passed out in a hotel hallway. Not keeping it very secret. Not
no.
keeping it very safe.
No.
Nope. A man in San Mateo, California, flirted with a female bartender, giving her his phone number, and then he robbed the place.
Okay.
Genius.
Oh,
that just goes to show you, criminals, love is not for you. It's just not for you. You're either going to have to choose a life of crime or a life of love.
Yeah.
And happiness.
You can't have both, criminals.
You can't have both, friends. Don't even try it. The Transportation Security Administration, or as we all lovingly term it, the TSA.
Yeah.
Ugh. Recommended Wednesday that armed law enforcement officers be posted at security checkpoints and ticket counters during peak hours in the aftermath of last year's fatal shooting at LA International Import, LAX. Airport, not import. The 25-page report to Congress obtained by the Associated Press makes 14 recommendations that do not carry a price tag and are somewhat dependent on local authorities who provide airport security. While airport security has been beefed up since 9/11, the LA shooting exposed communication problems and gaps in police patrols that left the terminal without an armed officer for nearly 3.5 minutes as a gunman targeted TSA officers with a rifle November 1st of last year.
Man.
The two armed officers assigned to Terminal 3 were on break that morning and hadn't notified dispatchers. So now they're reaching out saying, hey.
Hey man, we should probably take care of that.
Colorado mother learned an important lesson of her own last week when her plan to teach her daughter just how quickly a photograph can spread online through social media worked far too well.
No.
In an attempt to explain to her daughter, Amia, why she couldn't have Facebook or an Instagram account, Kira Hudson decided to show her just how quickly a photograph could spread online. This involved taking a picture of Amia holding a sign that said, "Mom is trying to show me how many people can see a picture once it's on the internet," sharing it with all her friends and asking them to like and share for the sake of the parenting lesson. The plan worked way, 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 way too well.
Really?
In just 48 hours, the photograph has accrued over 1 million likes.
Oh my gosh!
As image board 4chan, I don't know what that is, got a hold of it and turned it into a meme. What began as a lesson from her daughter transformed into the users of 4chan trying to teach Miss Hudson a lesson about public shaming. By replacing the message in the picture with everything from obscenities to the message, maybe you shouldn't use your daughter as an experiment to prove your point. Just an idea. The site's users even got a hold of her phone number and her old address, which led to many prank phone calls and pizzas being delivered to the family who had moved into that house. And now, through no fault of their own, found themselves in the middle of an online frenzy.
Wow.
On the bright side, it's safe to say Amia learned the lesson her mom was trying to teach.
Wow, wow, wow. Craziness.
I don't know if that was public shaming. It sounded like she was just
it sounded like she was just doing it.
Like,
lesson.
Hey, I'll show you how fast a picture can spread on the internet.
Yeah.
1 million likes later.
And she proved her point. I don't think she was using her daughter.
No, it didn't. Well, it didn't seem like that to me.
Yeah, no.
Because the kid's like, I want to be on Instagram. I want to be on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, here's why.
Let me show you why not.
You can't just yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe there's some nefarious conspiracy behind it all. I don't know. A giant vending machine was recently installed in the village of Clifton in Derbyshire, England, which has been without any local grocery or convenience store for the past 14 years.
Whoa.
The vending machine was the idea of community engineer Peter Fox, who spent 3 years developing it himself after failing to get the support of the community. It features a brick exterior and traditional awning and dispenses milk, eggs, toiletries, umbrellas, and even pet food that residents pay for with cash or credit cards. Previously, they had to trek to the nearest town to get necessities.
Wow.
He made a I want a picture of that giant vending machine. It would be cool to have a picture of that giant vending machine. I don't know if it'll happen. It's like Christmas up in here when Doug brings stuff in here. It's awesome.
Sure, it would be nice to get a picture of that vending machine. Stare at Doug.
Stare at Doug. Stare at Doug. Urinating in a swimming pool is not just gross. It may also be dangerous. We talked about this recently. Here's a little more info. A new study published in ACS's Journal of Environmental Science and Technology found that when mixed sweat, urine, and chlorine can form substances that can cause potential health problems. Chlorine is usually added to pool water to kill disease-causing microbes and prevent swimmers from getting sick. So possible heart and lung problems. Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You may not have studied the direction your dog faces as he does his business. Pooping. The scientists at the Czech University of Life Sciences have, because that's what they're studying. Apparently, canines prefer to align their bodies in a north-south axis, but only under calm magnetic field conditions, which opens new horizons in magnetoreception research. All from a dog pooping.
I thought if you looked at it, you got a sty.
Oh, man. That's
isn't that like the wives' tale?
That's like...
If you watch a dog...
That's like experimental science.
That's, yeah.
That's fringe. Like fringe stuff. Yeah. That's way out there, man. What universe are you talking about? Is this 616? Is this Ultimate?
Yeah, I have no idea.
We don't know. We don't know which one. A mom who was breastfeeding her baby while drinking was arrested and later released.
Whoa.
While the waitress that reported her to authorities got fired.
Whoa!
The woman who was jailed for endangering the welfare of her child said she did not realize she was breaking the law when she decided to breastfeed her child and drink. Tasha Adams said, "I did drink. I did breastfeed. I didn't know it was illegal. If I knew it was illegal, I wouldn't have done it."
Gosh.
The child endangerment charges against Adams were dropped last week by the deputy city attorney for Conway, Arkansas. Waitress Jackie Connors reported Adams to management but was told the manager had already decided not to cut the drinking and breastfeeding mother off.
Oh.
After consulting with her own mom what to do with the situation, Connors, who has a daughter of her own, called the police. She was fired the week after she called the police on Adams. Interesting.
That's tough, dude.
Okay. I don't know the link. Is there a link there if you're breastfeeding? And 'cause I know you do not drink. Oh, my gosh.
You know you do not drink what?
While you're pregnant. At all.
Well, I don't know if that's a law, though. Well, I think that's what she was saying was, well, if I had known it was illegal, I wouldn't be doing it. It's like, do you know that it's, like, harming your kid?
Yeah.
That it could be, like, hazardous to the well-being of that child that is inside of you?
Well, I wonder why the girl got fired.
Because management had already said, hey, we're not going to do anything. And then she, of her own volition, said, well, I'm going to do something.
I'm going to call the police.
So she called the police against the... Like, I guess going against the management?
But it was illegal. So the managers were supporting her doing an illegal activity?
I guess.
Huh. Doug brought us pictures of the vending machine. It's awesome. It's awesome. That's all I'm going to say. I'll try to find a picture of it and put it up on our internet here. Michael Phelps, the world record-holding Olympic swimmer who holds 18 gold medals, may be making a comeback. That's if you believe the rumors which have surfaced recently on behalf of his coach, Bob Bowman, who has more than just suggested that Phelps will indeed make a dramatic return to swimming. The rumors were sparked following a report in the Chicago Tribune, which alleged that Michael Phelps could compete in a meet this summer and may even join the U.S. team for their 2015 World Championships. That same report also revealed that Phelps has already started an anti-doping program, which is necessary in order to compete. Well, that's good, because once all that stuff happened, it was weird. Okay. In Croatia, a man blew up his frozen car after trying to warm it by lighting a fire under the engine with some old newspapers. He told local media, "Maybe I used too much paper." A pair of thieves in Chile locked an undertaker inside one of her own coffins while they robbed her funeral home.
Oh,
passing taxi driver later heard her shouting for help, nervously lifted the lid, and almost fainted when the woman sat up in the coffin. I think anybody would. That's what would happen.
Yeah.
Forever inked into the skin of a Norwegian teen is his full receipt from a McDonald's meal. Not surprisingly, his friends put him up to it. Good friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Good friends. And then one of the crazier things that I read today, but there is a story that we're going to read tomorrow, or not tomorrow, a little later today, because it's in here, and Doug's helping me out with more info on it. And all I'm going to say is, Ukraine has an army of dolphins.
What?
And we're going to talk about it later. But okay. Before we get to that, and for your final story and breaking news before we move on to birthdays.
Okay.
Somewhere on the outskirts of Marrakech, Morocco, inside a vaulted house beneath the shadow, the Atlas Mountains, there sits an engraved silver and nickel box with the potential to spawn a shift in the way music is consumed and sold. The container was handcrafted over the course of 3 months by British Moroccan artist Yahya, whose works have been commissioned by royal families and business leaders around the world. Soon it will contain a different sort of art piece, the Wu-Tang Clan's double album, The Wu, Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, recorded in secret over the past few years. Like the work of a master impressionist, it will truly be one of a kind. Instead of traditional major label or independent launch, the iconic hip-hop collective will make and sell one copy of this album. And similar to a Monet or a Degas, the price tag will be a multi-million dollar figure. Are you hearing this?
I'm hearing.
Wu-Tang's idea is to use the album as a launch for the rethinking of music as art, hoping the approach will help restore it to a place alongside great visual works and create a shift in the music business. The one-of-a-kind launch will be separate from the group's 20th anniversary album, A Better Tomorrow, which is set for a standard commercial release this summer. So they have made an album in secret over the past 3 years.
Yeah.
They've made one copy. One. One copy. And they're going to sell it for millions of dollars to prove that their music is art.
Well, but then couldn't that person who buys it just reissue it?
If they want.
Like, would that mean they have the rights to it?
Well, you can't re... If there's a famous painting, like yeah. One masterpiece, I doubt the person that owns it makes the prints.
You're true. You're true.
So it's going to be kind of
so
like
true.
That.
Gosh.
And there's probably strict recompense if they do copy it.
As the great Wu-Tang Clan always said.
What'd they say?
Cash rules everything around me.
Boom.
Cream. Get the money. Dollar bills, y'all. They're going to be making some.
Mm.
Maybe. Does anybody really want to spend millions of dollars on a copy of Wu-Tang
Clan? I know. When
Clan?
I think of art, I mean, think of Wu-Tang Clan.
I'm just saying.
Doug, Wu-Tang? He's a fan. Oh, he held up a gang sign.
I saw Wu-Tang Clan
he
at
be
the
arrested?
Convention Center.
He just held up a gang sign.
One of the old DJs here, Chris Chicago. He does the hype. We were front row
for Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
Good grief.
I know.
Y'all heathens. That's back when this was a Christian station.
Well, that was actually before. Yeah, I think either of us worked here.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Is it time?
I think so.
I feel like it's time. I let the cat out of the bag. I went and saw the Wu-Tang Clan. Method Man was not there. I was very upset.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Hey, to tease that dolphin story more.
Yeah.
Ukraine had an army of dolphins, but the dolphins got together and said, maybe Ukraine?
Really?
We're not that loyal to Ukraine.
G7?
Oh, Ukraine-Z.
Today is March 27, 2014, day 86. There are 279 more days remaining in the year.
Ooh.
And to get started, first birthday, you may know her from The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Nope.
The Sweet Life on Deck.
Nope.
The New Girl. Currently,
Raven Simone.
Currently on Dad's on Fox, and she was in the Social Network.
Did you say New Girl?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be... forgive me. It's the Asian girl.
Who is she on
New
Girl?
She was the wife. Girlfriend that turns to the wife. of the dude from The Social Network. What's his name? Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah. Oh.
She's okay. In Dad's.
Yes.
She was in New Girl.
I'm trying to remember in New Girl.
She was only in like one or two episodes.
Yeah. I can't. What's her name?
Brenda Song.
Brenda Song.
Brenda Song celebrating a birthday.
Brenda Song. She's 32.
She is 31.
She is 28.
Oh, well, a little bit younger. That's fine.
She's a youngin', guys. But it's okay. Moving on. From The Ring, Almost Famous, The Drew Carey Show, and she owns her own bakery. Also, she is on NCIS.
Wow.
From The Ring. Is it Naomi Watts?
No.
Is that who was in The Ring? It's been so long.
Yeah.
Owns her own bakery. Kristen Wiig.
She plays Abby on NCIS.
Never
no
seen
idea.
NCIS.
Oh, wait. Is that the girl with the black hair?
Yeah, and the pigtails? Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know her name, but I know who you're talking about.
Pauly Pieretti.
Yes.
34.
36.
She is 45 today.
Whoa. Wow.
Yes, man. 45 years old today.
People in Hollywood are old.
Stop it.
Next, from Gilmore Girls, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Cabaret, and the Austin Powers movies.
Wow.
He played Basil.
Oh, man, it's Michael York's birthday.
Yes.
Agent man.
He played Basil. Michael York.
Michael York, celebrating a birthday.
Michael York is 62.
Michael York is 68.
Michael York is 72 years old today.
Decade off.
Next up, from Firefly, Serenity, Percy Jackson, Desperate Housewives, One Life to Live, Drive, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place, and it's currently on Castle.
Nathan Fillion?
Yes.
Is it his birthday?
Yes.
You better text Chrissy right now. He also voiced Green Lantern in a couple of the DC animated movies.
And I follow him on Twitter, and he's also one of the raddest people in the
universe. He's hilarious.
I am a fan.
Man, let's go back in time. Let's go back to when the Green Lantern movie was getting made. Let's get a different director.
Yeah.
Let's work on that script a little bit.
Yep.
Let's change Ryan Reynolds out for Nathan Fillion and make Nathan Fillion work out.
Yep.
Well, let's just go back and completely redo it is basically what I'm saying.
Man, there was a trailer that was posted online with Nathan Fillion as Green Lantern. They CGI'd, like, it was awesome.
Oh, man.
Man, it was awesome.
All right, how old is this guy?
That would have been such a great... Oh, man, Nathan Fillion's birthday.
I say he's 39.
Forty-three years old today.
Ah, 43.
Next up, from Major League Baseball, catcher.
Current catcher. Brian McCann.
No.
Is Posada, did he retire?
Yes.
Okay.
National League West catcher.
National League West catcher. So you've got the Diamondbacks, whom I don't know because I don't care about.
Florida State graduate. I don't know if he graduated, but I know he went to school there.
I don't follow college baseball.
Buster Posey!
Oh my gosh!
Buster Posey!
San Francisco Giants. Buster Posey.
He's celebrating a birthday.
He's probably like 26.
He is 26 years old this morning.
You did it. You did it.
Where's my sounder, Doug?
It's right here. It is also the next birthday.
He's crumping.
Married to Josh Duhamel.
Fergie.
Fergie celebrating a birthday.
Let me sing it. I make that boom boom pow. We be dragging my style. They trying to find my face. I'm on it. Doug quit trying to make me say cuss words on the radio.
Josh, Doug! She is 33.
Fergie. Oh, 35.
Fergie this morning is 39 years old.
Wow.
Yes. Next up, he starred in movies Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs,
Tim Roth.
No.
Harvey Keitel.
He may have directed them as well.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
He wrote True Romance, but thankfully, that was a film he did not direct.
Would it have been crazy?
Yeah, because I have the original script.
You talk about True Romance.
And the original script is written like a Tarantino movie where it's like, hey, let's start it with people bloody and crazy, and then it's all out of order, and you're confused. And then Tony Scott was like, that's stupid. I'm going to direct it straight up. And it was really good.
Have you ever heard an interview about that?
Uh-uh.
He is angry about how that movie came out.
Really?
He, like, irate, angry, still to this day about how that movie came out.
Well, you're dumb, Tarantino, so...
Dang, y'all. Hey, you guys should fight about it. We could have a cage match. Who's down for a cage match? Raise your hand. Doug? Steve-O?
Yeah,
me?
Right. That guy's probably so hopped up on things that he wouldn't even feel anything.
No, I mean you and Doug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's going to be a cage match of love and kisses. So it's whoever... It's
gross,
like,
man.
It's chicken with kisses.
Okay.
Yeah. Chicken kisses.
There's too much facial hair between us for that.
Quentin Tarantino.
This is awesome.
Is 47 years old.
Quentin Tarantino is 52.
He is 51 years old today.
Oh my gosh.
And the last birthday this morning.
Wait, I know this. Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Oh!
Mariah Carey celebrated birthday this morning.
Who's the gangsta now? Who's the big man now?
Huh? Whiteface Nick Cannon, her husband.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my. Earworm, Doug?
No. We got this.
You can
crank it a little bit, Doug. There it is.
But you don't have to.
No, we got this.
Steve-O?
Yeah.
Oh. He got two today?
Yes.
44?
Hey, why not?
How old is Nick Cannon? He's quite a bit younger, huh?
Quite a bit younger.
That's fine.
Yep.
Mariah Carey, 44 years
old
today. I
did math on that. My mom had her first record with the, like, black skinny dress.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you about my life growing up with two younger sisters who listened to Mariah Carey every day before we went to school. I know most Mariah Carey songs from the early years. Because seriously, Kimberly, this is all she listened to every day. Sweet, sweet fantasy, baby. When I close my
eyes, you oh, man, that's the worst.
Moving on to dates now.
All right.
On this day in what year, the musical Singing in the Rain premiered in New York City.
Oh, cool. 1956.
1927.
1952.
Oh, man!
That was good. Good guess.
You know me and musicals.
You love them.
On this day in what year, Nikita Khrushchev became the premier of the Soviet Union.
Oh, Nikita. Little Nikita. That's what the show's based off of. She's a secret assassin spy that became the premier.
I want to give a shout out to Steven from Archibald for sending over Twitter a picture of the vending machine that I could
post. Oh, Steven!
So between Doug and Steven, we've been taken care of.
Nice.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Thebes, who told me that the guy who purchases the Wu-Tang record, in the contract it says he can do whatever he wants with it, including redistribution.
For real?
Yeah.
There you go. Pharrell?
Pharrell Williams. He's going to buy it, and then he's going to resell it on iTunes.
Nice.
Okay.
Nikita Khrushchev.
Yes, sorry. That was in good old 1963.
That was in good old 1958.
Doug?
Uh-oh!
Oh,
did I get
Mateo.
One? Yeah! Oh! I just threw up everywhere because I'm so excited.
Gosh, so weird.
What? You guys don't throw up when you get excited? Is that not common?
Next up this morning, the Concorde made its first supersonic flight on this day in what year?
1974.
What is this song, Doug?
This is Supersonic by JJ Fad.
Yes. That's awesome. Say that again.
Supersonic.
I was trying to figure out this song.
Supersonic by JJ Fad.
No, say the thing again. I wasn't listening.
The Concorde made its first supersonic flight.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, the Concorde. The Concorde. What'd you say?
1974?
1968.
1970.
Ah!
On this day in what year, UCLA became the first team to ever win 5 consecutive NCAA basketball titles?
Oh, man. That was Coach Wooden, wasn't it?
Yep, the Wizard of Westwood.
Ah! Wizard of West. Whoa. Ah! This man over here knows his sports. 1982.
No, because when did Izzo win it in the pit? No, I mean, Jimmy B.
That
B
was
won it
in the
80s. So it was 19... 1976.
1971.
Ah!
Going
the wrong
way.
So close.
On this day in what year, The Godfather won the Academy Award for Best Picture from the year before... But star Marlon Brando refused to accept the Oscar for Best Actor. Liza Minnelli also won Best Actress for Cabaret.
Dang it. Godfather.
Mario Puzo.
1978.
76.
73.
Ah!
And the last one this morning... On this day in what year, the Food and Drug Administration approved Viagra for use as a treatment for male impotence, the first pill to be approved for this condition in the United States.
Impotent! I'm impotent! That's not something that you yell out in the supermarket. I don't think so. Viagra approved. This is the last one?
Gosh, I feel
last one.
Like... I feel like it's been a while because I...
It's Viagra!
Because I just feel like we've been subjected to those really creepy, hey, there's two old people in a bathtub commercials for many years.
Hang on, baby.
I can't get enough of your love, babe.
Can't get enough of your love, Doug.
Who's Dave?
Noah!
1994.
1997, Doug!
1998.
Oh, man!
It is... Today is Quirky yes! Country Music Titles Day. It's Ooh. National Joe Day, a chance to change your name, if only for today. And it's World Whiskey Day.
Wow. It's what country music day? Quirky Country Music?
Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day.
Oh, yes. Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day.
Yes.
We need that.
We'll make it happen.
Question of the day. You invent your own.
Invent your own. Yesterday was invent your own holiday.
Yeah.
Today's invent your own Quirky Country Music Song Title Day.
Oh, it's beautiful. It is Thursday. Aspen Project in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got a few things to talk about, including the Ukraine Dolphins and Lasers.
Woo!
It's on the way on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static Radio.
Traffic report, Albuquerque. We have construction, I-25 in Paseo, and in your morning commute, it's already starting to get backed up.
Yeah.
So... Look out, friends. If you are eastbound on Paseo, as soon as you get around the Jefferson area, it's going to slow down a little bit. Also, we have an accident reported at Eubank Boulevard in Central. Happened at 6:38
a.m.
So, be careful around there. That's your look at traffic this morning.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It is Thursday morning. Okay. Are we going to talk about this?
We need to. We teased it in breaking news. And Doug got some more info about it. So, I want to present you guys the story of Russia seizing Ukraine's army. But not just any army. Their Dauphin army.
I wish I had better music.
Dauphin army.
The
Russian,
DA!
Yeah. Russian forces completed their take over of the Ukrainian's Navy's assets in Crimea with the storming of the minesweeper Cherkessy. I don't know. Or Cherkessy. I don't know what that is. The Ukrainian Navy has been reduced to only 10 vessels, with the other 51 it held at the beginning of this month, including its only submarine now flying the Russian flag. But of all the Ukrainian military assets Russia has seized during the annexation, none is quite as unusual as the Combat Dauphin program.
Gosh.
The Soviet Union began training dolphins and other marine mammals to locate mines, mark underwater obstacles, and detect, if necessary, kill enemy frogmen in the 1960s.
That's insane!
Yes. The program is shrouded in myth, but the mammals are believed to have been trained to kill frogmen with special harpoons or knives fitted to their backs, or drag them to the surface to be captured. They were also reported to be fitted with packets of explosives and trained to carry out suicide attacks against enemy vessels using their natural sonar to distinguish Soviet submarines from potential targets. With the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, Ukraine inherited both the animals and the experts who trained them. With fewer geopolitical foes to worry about, the dolphins found a new role, providing therapy swimming for disabled children. Ukraine relaunched the military program in 2012, and the current generation of dolphins at the center are already proficient at marking lost weapons and underwater obstacles with buoys. But in February this year, the Defense Ministry in Kiev announced plans to release the dolphins into the wild or rehouse them in civilian aquariums in a cost-cutting move. Now the base is hoping for a new lease of life under a better-funded Russian Navy.
Gosh.
Our experts have developed new devices which convert the detection of objects by the dolphin's underwater sonar to a signal on an operator's monitor, an employee told Russia's RIA RIA Novosti news agency on Wednesday. But the Ukrainian Navy lacked the funds for such know-how, and some projects had to be shuttered. The next stage is to train them to kill enemy frogmen with knives or guns mounted on their heads. That's what the employee told this news source.
But here's the thing. But do they have sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads?
I don't see them.
Okay.
I don't see. The program has not always run smoothly. How could this not run smoothly? I don't get it. In March last year, three dolphins reportedly deserted to look for mates. Deserted the Kremlin. They're out of there. The only other country to train military dolphins is the United States.
Okay.
Which runs a marine mammal program in San Diego, California.
Ah, San Diego.
But much like Soviet-era military equipment, graduates of the Soviet Academy are reportedly to be found in militaries around the world. In 2000, Boris Zurid, a former submariner. Submariner.
What's the submariner namer?
Submariner.
Oh.
Would you say submariner or would you say submariner?
Wait,
I would
in
say,
that word?
Yeah.
Because it's
like,
together?
I would say submariner to make it sound cool.
Submariner.
Who ran the training program in Sevastopol, sold 27 marine animals, including walruses, sea lions, and a beluga whale to Iran, saying he had run out of food and medicine for them at the Black Sea base. It is unclear whether the animals are still in the service of the Iranian army.
Man.
Spy dolphins.
That's real life.
That is real life. And it's even funnier to learn that the only other country that's done it is the U.S.
That's pretty awesome.
Back
we have the technology.
It's like the Cold War is kind of like, now it was a serious thing, you know, and I wasn't alive, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how it felt.
Really
but so
cool.
Many times looking back on it and reading about stuff that went on, like the men that stare at the goats.
Yeah.
And now we're reading about, it sounds like a comic book.
Yeah.
It really does. It's like they're going, all right, we got to try everything. Nothing is out of bounds. We're going to win this thing.
Mutated dolphins.
We need mutants. We need psychics. We need dolphins. We need sharks. Are there any dinosaurs? Has anybody...
Has anybody seen the Necromancer?
Where
did we put the Necromancer?
Maybe there's an island that time forgot, and we find it. We capture the dinosaurs, militarize them, and they're on our side.
Yes.
The only thing worse than the good old USNA Army flying up on those beaches is a pack of velociraptors with guns coming in all Dino Rider style. It's crazy.
Oh, man. We need to come up with a comic book. This is a brilliant idea. We come up with the super top secret comic book.
Oh.
It's and like what we'll do. Spies.
We'll be top secret about it. We won't tell anybody about it for 3 years. And then we'll sell it. We'll sell one copy for millions of dollars and give all the money to the station because it's art.
I don't...
Got it. Doug knows. He supports it. Doug supports it.
Yeah, if you miss breaking news, the Wu-Tang Clan has announced that they are going to release one copy of this top secret record they've been working on for 3 years.
And our boy Thebe says that the person that buys it... Now, it is going
to
cost millions of dollars, literally.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it said. That's what the price tag's going for.
Gosh.
It's going to be millions of dollars. One copy of this one record that's been made in secret over the past 3 years. And they're trying to say that it's kind of like a painting, like a fine painting.
I'm finding this article. I had the article up.
But Thebe says that the person that buys it has the ability to do whatever they want with it.
Which is just... Yeah.
If I was that person and you really had the ability to do whatever you wanted to with it, I would put it up for sale.
See, and I don't know that I would recoup my cash. Do you really think you're going to recoup your cash on a Wu-Tang record? That really?
Doug says yes.
Doug, turn your mic on.
Turn
Stop,
your
or
mic
just,
on.
Or come, yeah, you know, oh, hang out with
no,
us.
He's,
do whatever.
He's, okay.
Come on, Doug. Intern Doug.
Intern Doug.
Intern Doug. Yay!
Here's what you do, because you buy it,
okay,
and then you tease it for a long time, and then you find some way to, like, you could play it on Ustream or YouTube or find a way to monetize it and play it one time and say, oh, this is going to be the only time I sell it or I play it, and then you play it that one time, and then you go, oh, okay, I'm actually going to give it out.
Gosh.
Yeah, you try to, I think the more exclusive, that's probably what they're banking on too. The more exclusive you make something sound,
yeah,
the more people are like, well, I want it.
Well, I mean, right now it does sound like a comic book as well. The 31 song double album. It's sitting in a Moroccan vault.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be toured in galleries and festivals as if it were a single sale collector's item.
Yeah, there it is.
So, yeah.
Now, to me, though, it seems like... Because I agree, music is art.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't have any interest in rap music. And it makes you wonder if somebody, like, what if they found one copy of a hidden, like, secret Beatles album? Or something like that. You know, like, old school, like a whole album of Jackson 5 songs that no one had ever heard before, and that was one copy. And they found it. Then, to me, that would be like, oh my gosh, that right there is a work of art. Because that's like classic, you know, groundbreaking, changed the game back in the day music. And as far as I know, I don't know, I'm not well versed in rap, but Wu-Tang Clan, did they change the game at some point?
Yes, I was a huge,
On the scale of like Jackson 5 style or Beatles or like, is it one of those things?
Well, it was during the time, for me anyways, it was during the time you had, like, West Coast rap.
Oh, okay.
And so you had, like, the Tupacs, the Dr. Dre, the Eazy-E's all over there. And then on the East Coast was the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh.
And they were, like, hip-hop. They were this clan, and they were in the, so it was like L.O.N.S., Leaders in the New School. You had Busta Rhymes a part of that. Mm-hmm. Tribe Called Quest, those type of artists that, to me, I thought... All of those crews kind of, oh, man.
So modern, it's a modern revolution.
But here's the thing. I know Thebes told us, reading this article, it doesn't seem like you're going to be permitted to do anything other than enjoy it, because they say the songs will never be sold on iTunes.
Ooh.
And the most ardent fans may never have a chance to hear it. They are touring this thing. Visitors can pay admission. They'll be permitted to listen to songs on closely monitored headphones, because one leak will change the price, the concept, the everything about it.
It
is like arm guarded.
Oh,
as this classic piece of art. I guess it was their dark funk avant-garde sound produced in the original Wu-Tang style of the 90s.
This is a throwback.
Basically, it was something that kind of out of left field that they did. And because of that, they said they couldn't imagine putting 3 years, their heart and soul into it, and then it going out on iTunes and then bombing.
Yeah.
And so they're like, you know what? Then we'd rather just keep this for ourselves. And then it became this like, oh, it sounds awesome now.
Here's one of the quotes from Rolling Stone.
Okay.
It says, the music industry is in crisis. Creativity has become disposable and value has been stripped out. Mass production and content saturation have devalued both our experience of music and our ability to establish its value. That's what from the Wu-Tang themselves.
Wow.
Yeah, RZA told Forbes in an interview, we're making a single sale collector's item. This is like somebody having the scepter of an Egyptian king.
Oh my gosh.
It will never see the light of day. So maybe you can't do whatever you want with it.
Maybe not.
So
that really sounds like it's no reproduction, no anything. But honestly, I mean, if you think about it, if you're a collector of those type of things, you don't want to reproduce it.
Yeah.
I mean, at first, like, to us, because we're, like, you know, practical capitalists, and we're not millionaires. So we're like, all right, how can I make the most money, the fastest off this thing? So our first inclination is we put it up for sale, I remove it, maybe I put it up again later. Yeah, but if you're, like, a collector, a super collector or whatever of art, what you're going to do, you're going to buy that thing, you're going to put it in a vault, and you're never going to let anybody touch it.
Or even what you do is you buy it and then you tease it. Because if you're like some eccentric guy buys it,
yeah,
then you go, oh, I've listened to it and this thing's amazing. And you tease it for like 4 or 5 years. And then you go, you know what? I want somebody else to experience this now. And then you sell it.
Yeah,
and
maybe
then,
so. Yeah, because the longer you keep it under lock and key and you keep it exclusive, the more the value just increases. Just like with any painting.
That's if crazy. It
works, if it works, then they're going to accomplish what they're trying to do. Well,
man.
I mean, obviously, but...
So do you think somebody's willing to pay millions of dollars for this?
There are people... What did we talk about? People in Asia that pay millions of dollars for, like, those special kind of dogs.
Oh, that's
right.
You know
what I'm saying?
That's right.
I mean, we're talking,
you're
like,
right.
To
I
us,
forgot.
We can't imagine
we're talking about
it.
Humans.
We can't imagine it. Like,
right.
This is next-level collector stuff.
Yeah.
This
is number one in a series, they've said.
Oh.
They've already they've collaborated with different artists as well,
who
are remaining secret for now. But they're hoping to produce a series of classic pieces of art.
Masterpieces.
And so, yeah, masterpieces that are for the super rare individual that can...
Well, okay.
We'll see, man.
I gotta say,
I'm
at first I was like, I don't know. But now, learning more about the background... And kind of seeing how they're doing it, props to them. They're trying to change the game.
Well, yeah.
This is the game changer.
Cream.
This is the game changer.
There will be no ODB, though, so that's kind of sad.
He passed away a few years ago.
You know what?
Ghetto
as long
superstar.
As the genius is there, and RZA, and Method Man, and Inspector Deck, I'm okay.
Is Inspector Gadget in it?
No, Inspector Gadget.
Well, then I don't want it.
Yeah, sorry. He's no longer part of the crew.
It
was that big like riff in the 90s with Biggie and Tupac and Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
And they had to, it was like this
I mean, that,
tri-level.
And Penny was a collateral damage. It was,
I mean, it was sad.
It was tough.
It was sad. That
I gotta
poor dog
go, guys.
Got the worst
go,
of it.
Go, Gadget
right.
Copter.
This goes out to you, Penny. And your dog. We're really sorry for the loss. R.I.P. Inspector Gadget. Static Radio.
You say that I'm a fool.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
And welcome back to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning.
We are your hosts, Stephen and Matthew.
Hello.
Welcome to the program. We've got a lovely show for you today. Yeah. Gonna be throwing down some grooves.
Full of smooth jams.
Gonna be talking about spy dolphins, you know, things you care about.
It's gonna be full of smooth jams and spice tams. We're gonna give you a recipe today that'll allow you to enhance your holiday meal with your family. It's gonna be great. We've got Doug in the other room.
Yeah.
He's got an incredible mashed potatoes recipe.
Oh, I love mashed potatoes.
Share.
Yes.
And I know you've brought along your apple cider recipe.
I have. My spiced cider of awesome.
The veritable cornucopia of wonderful recipes.
That music.
All today on our show that has not ended. We just want you guys to be a part of our meal.
Yeah. You know what? We should do that someday.
Yeah, we should. But we
Let's do a Sopo thing.
Oh.
We'll cook breakfast.
Ah.
You can come hang out.
Can we get Don and Chrissy to do it?
Yeah.
And then us just stand there and report about it? Maybe. Doug, just your wife cooks. And Doug's wife.
Oh, let's do this. It'll be great in the morning. What are we talking about? We have ladies here. We'll have Mitch and Celeste. They'll cook.
Come on.
We are going to get thrown off the airwaves.
Well.
Our boss, Joan.
Oh.
And not to mention Maria.
Love
okay?
you guys. Love you, Joan
I'm
and Maria.
I'm just saying.
Love you guys.
Just saying.
You guys could do.
It's just because we prefer their food more because we suck at cooking.
Amen. Oh, I really do.
So.
I really suck at
cooking. I'll vouch for that. You really do.
I'm terrible at it.
Terrible.
Terrible at
cooking. You don't even like cooking meat.
No.
Like,
although last night.
You did.
Chrissy helped me out.
Oh,
well,
you did the chicken.
Chrissy,
oh.
she steered the ship and I was the first mate.
Ah, I got that.
And she's kind of like, hey, and then you
wait,
just...
you were my wife's first mate?
Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
Friendship.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
We need to take a break.
Well, I didn't call her dear.
I got to talk to,
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, huh. Oh, now it comes back. Now it comes back.
Oh.
Welcome to the party. It is Thursday. Right around the corner, we're going to be talking with Clay Schropp from the Aspen Project. There's magic every day to be had on Team Awesome Morning Party. If
there
you miss
is.
Out on it, man.
We podcast it.
We do.
And we want more and more people to listen to that podcast.
Yeah.
Because podcasting is the way of the future. Radio is dead. Podcasting is the new life of radio.
Who said that?
Aziz Ansari on Parks and Rec. Tom Haverford said it.
I agree. We get podcasted every day.
Now, you know what podcasts? If you travel a lot, yeah. Invaluable.
Yeah.
You download that thing before you go somewhere, and then that's what you listen to for the next couple hours.
Yeah.
Invaluable.
And we cut out all the music, so it's just us for like 3 hours.
Yeah, you can just... You can
relive the worst part.
Yeah, the whole trip you're just sitting there wondering, just thinking about the way you make decisions and why you do it.
How your show would be better.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's great.
Just judging us.
Just judge along. Judge along, friends.
Hey, hang out with us. April 11th, 2014. It's just a few weeks away. We will be throwing down a Big Bad Prom. That's right. It is our alternative prom. It's a formal evening. We're going to get fancy, get dressed up. We're going to kick it. We're going to rock some jams. 2.0, our hip-hop intern.
Oh, yeah.
She rocks the Tasty playlist every year. So there's going to be some good music. It's going to be some good hangs.
She was showing us some of the jams yesterday.
Yeah?
And I started dancing.
Yes! And how was that when that happened? The crazy
squid recorded thing? It. It's probably going up today.
I'm sure it will.
I called it the Wiggle Squid.
Wiggle Squid, that was it.
That was the... Doug, I made up a dance called the Wiggle Squid.
Maybe the Dougie... And the Wiggle Squid could get together.
The Dougie Squid?
Yeah. Maybe.
Or the Wiggle Doug.
Whoa.
Is that wrong? Is that... What's weird? What's weird? Doug, what happened? What happened? Guys, you're both laughing and looking at each other. What? I'm going to describe my environment right now.
Okay, cool, man.
State of confusion.
Yeah.
But there's laughter all around me. It feels like fourth grade. I don't quite... Get it. I'll figure it out.
Oh, man. Today is, what is it? National Country Music something. Make up your own song. I'm making up my own day. This sucks. It's the worst. Also today is 61,300 day.
Yes, it is.
That is the number for the day.
We want you guys to keep guessing.
Yeah.
We posted it on Facebook. Today's number for the day is 61,300. What the heck does that mean?
I don't know.
Take a guess. If you get it right, you'll get a prize at the end of the show.
That's right. You can hang out with us if you'd like. 505-338-3700. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming right back, the Aspen Project. Our dear friend Clay. And more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Team Awesome Morning Party with you. And we really have.
Since August.
Yeah. So, if you missed any Team Awesome Morning Party, check out our podcast, mystaticradio.com. While you're there, you can get your tickets for prom, which is going down April 11th. We're really excited. It's our alternative prom. And we always have a good time. It's a lot of fun. And as I said, tickets are available now. We've had a lot of people asking when prom is and when tickets are going to be available. They're up. They're ready. Go get them. mystaticradio.com. Michelle Schroff in studio. Is your pregnant daughter going to prom? Or I mean,
she is.
Too late for that?
She is.
Look,
she is going to prom.
Let's just be real. I saw Facebook. How you feeling today?
Well, confused.
Okay, now we should probably open this up and talk about this for real. Because your daughter's not actually pregnant.
I wonder, she just pretends to be for fun.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people just spit their coffee out.
Yeah.
I wonder if there was anybody out there that went,
that's pregnant.
Well, it's kind of funny because once in a while I'll do the Wednesday show with Mitch, and Sierra likes to sit in the background, and Skylar's the one that, you know, will get up to the mic and share her heart, and Sierra's just not comfortable with it, but she will put on a pregnant belly and go to the store and pretend to be a 16-year-old pregnant mom. And
for research.
For research purposes only.
Yeah. No, we talked about a lady yesterday who had like mental health issues, who was faking pregnancies to get dudes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To get, what?
Yeah, she faked quintuplets.
Good,
you'll have to check out yesterday's
podcast
for that
whole
story. Yeah.
Believing her.
And backing her and giving her free stuff and money.
Oh, that's awful.
Quintuplets.
Oh,
faked
no,
it.
No.
All the way to term.
No. Yeah, she couldn't do that because it's kind of a stuffed little fat monkey thing that she uses.
What?
And yeah, it's a stuffed animal, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's
How old is she now?
She's 16.
Okay, 16.
She's 16.
We saw her at the grocery store once and from far away, and then she turned and I saw the belly and I said, nope, that's not her because she's obviously not pregnant because we would have seen Clay in the news.
Yeah, that's right. You would have.
So I know they cannot obviously not be Sarah Schroff.
That's right. You know what? And the reason why she does it is, it was funny because that night that you saw her was the first time that she did it. And she told me, I'm just going to do it. And I'm just going to see what people are going to say and how they're going to act because they're people that she sees all the time at the grocery store. And it was funny because she came home and she was really disappointed. And she said, you know, people that normally talk to me did not.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of judgmental comments. And then she went to Starbucks and they were actually really kind to her at Starbucks, but not at the grocery store nor the mall. And she said, you know, it was really crazy because just the one kind comment that I got just showed me that there was light. There was some light out there, and when I am counseling girls that may be pregnant or, you know, struggling with some decisions or life choices, you know, it's easy for me to say, oh, who cares what people think? And she said, after doing that, wow, that's a tough thing to swallow and for me to even say, because it was hard for me to not care what people thought.
Right.
So, you know, just, but even having one person to encourage her, she said she hopes that she can be that one person and, you know, just get out there and share with other kids her age that, you know, you see a 16-year-old pregnant girl at school or at church, don't shun them.
Yeah.
You know, go up, ask them how they're doing, you know, ask them what, you know, what are they doing after school? What, are, you know, maybe you guys can hang out. And as a parent, I would encourage my daughter to hang out with a pregnant girl because I know she's not going to be doing drugs or drinking.
Wow. That's smart.
That's smart.
Gosh. And she's not going to get pregnant because she already is.
Oh, my gosh. Michelle Schroff, everyone.
That is a parent who has had many children.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's really funny?
That is a wealth of knowledge right there.
Well, what's really funny is in Sierra doing this, I started looking back at my life because oftentimes, you know, we live our life and forget what we've lived already. And by the time I was 18, I was in the delivery room 3 times with 2 different friends.
Wow.
Three times. One time at 16 and 2 times at 18. And it blows my mind because those kids, yesterday, my girlfriend who I was in the delivery room, her daughter's 26 years old. And I'm like, I was in the delivery room when your mom had you. And for me, it was... I came alongside of those women. I came alongside of those
girls. That math doesn't add up because you're like 30.
Yeah. Right. I was
Are you a time traveler?
I was 4 in the delivery room. I don't have a lot of memories.
Laws have changed.
Yeah.
This is a different place.
But seriously, it was really and truly life-changing for me.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And it really showed me that I wanted to be married. I wanted to have a husband in that delivery room with me.
Yeah.
And, you know, for these young ladies that have grown up, and two of the kids were female and one was a male, and seeing how mom struggled to raise these kids, yeah. you know, at 16, 17, 18 years old. But we've been friends all these years. I've watched these kids grow up. I've been able to pour into their lives. But I had totally forgotten about it. So, when, you know, my daughter's doing this, I'm like, oh, wow, I actually did hang out with girls that were pregnant.
Right.
I did baby showers at 16, 17 years old. You know, and I don't know. And that's just something I think that God allowed. And
I was going to say, it's amazing to see how God can use that now with what you're doing with Project Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
For those that you know, or maybe tune in for the first time or don't know what Project Zoe is, what it is you guys do with your ministry, talk a little bit about how God has used that and what you are doing.
Yeah, Project Zoe is an outreach to young ladies between the ages of 13 and 25. We have a little boutique over on Montgomery and Morris, and we ask that a girl is sponsored through another organization just so that there's accountability and more influence. And they come in, pick 3 articles of clothing, 3 accessories, and then we encourage them to get involved with a workshop, which is, you know, job skills, GED prep. And then we have some things that aren't so, you know, life balancing as far as education goes. But, you know, we have sewing, we have cooking, we have life skills that maybe they haven't, you know, learned from their mom or their grandparents. And we take on that role and just really want to pour into them that, you know what, they have a gift and a talent and a skill, and we're going to try and figure out what that is.
Now, I know you're teaching them sewing and cooking and things like that, but have you guys ever thought about things like lightsaber training? Because
we have.
When the Dark Lord of the Sith rises back to power,
you gotta get. This is real stuff.
We're gonna need
trained
Jedi,
right?
For the war.
And if it's like a Dark Sith Lord and it's a man,
right?
If he's defeated by a group of teenage girls,
right?
He's not gonna come back on top.
He probably won't.
He's gonna
Project
feel
Zoe
stupid.
Is a man free zone, so it'd have to be a female Sith.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Is there any such thing?
They can't beat up the male Sith.
Well, they could.
That's
but
what
not
I'm
at
saying.
Project Zoe.
Not at Project Zoe.
It would
not
happen in the parking
He'd
lot.
He'd like walk in. Oh. I'm sorry, sir. You're not allowed in here. This is a women only area. You're going to have to leave your lightsaber and just, you know,
I'll
check
be
it at
in
the
parking lot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So none of those life skills,
no.
then? Oh, okay.
I feel
That's
like
okay.
you guys should branch out
really
a little bit.
I know. You're really just sticking with the whole cooking and cleaning thing, huh? All right. That's cool.
Cooking, cleaning.
Yeah.
Cooking, cleaning.
What about, okay, seriously, though, you know, we talk about these things like cooking, cleaning.
Right.
What about things like, I don't know, being able to change a tire or like
That's
your
oil. That's actually a great idea.
You know, because not
That's
everybody knows
idea.
How to change their oil in their car or where
this
that even
true.
Goes.
This is true.
How to change a tire. Now, normally, if a female's on the side of the road, some dude better be pulling over and freaking helping them.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
True.
That's not every situation.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
No, and you know, we do provide mentorship, so in those situations...
Giving you ideas.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
What would we call that workshop?
Automotive training.
Automotive training. Gosh, that is so boring.
I know. It sounds so girly.
Yeah. I'll think of something.
Think of something.
Yeah.
Think of something.
Yeah.
And then we'll have you come over and teach the girls how to do it before we can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can do.
Before we can teach them.
Yeah. Mm.
And make sure it's a little tiny car.
In the parking lot.
Yeah. In the parking lot.
Because you can't go in.
Well, since you're already doing cooking and cleaning, you can do...
We're not doing cleaning.
Oh, sorry.
Cooking, sewing.
Cooking, sewing, tire ironing.
Right.
There you go. Huh? That's what we'll call it. Tire ironing.
Because
we're teaching you how to use a tire iron.
Tire iron.
And maybe on the flip side, we could teach them how to use a tire iron and an iron at the same time.
Wow.
Or you could do
I'm going to go. I'll see you guys later.
You could feature both things, the iron for like ironing and stuff, the tire iron for the automotive, and then have a self-defense course and how to use both of them
as weapons.
To ward off villains.
I feel like Gemma from Sons of Anarchy learned that skill very well.
Maybe you could bring her in.
Okay. You never know. Sweet. All right.
We also have wellness workshops that help them to learn how to eat and exercise and take care of their bodies. A lot of them may have some female questions.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, I'm just kidding.
This is not the road that we want to go down, Steve-O.
Matt's leaving.
But now I do have a few questions.
Is it like MASH, where you mean like mansion, apartment?
Right.
Okay, that's okay, good.
Yes.
Those are the female questions from when I was a kid. So,
what's your favorite color?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What are the proper shoes to wear for...
Okay.
Yes. Those are the female questions
I was
talking about.
Okay, good. Yeah. That helps. Yeah. That's totally what I was thinking. All right. Well, we de-evolved quickly.
Yes.
Michelle Schroff.
Yes.
Aspen Project, Project Zoe. How can people get involved? I mean, what are your needs right now?
Right now, volunteers are always our needs.
Okay.
We would love to have young ladies or older women apply that are absolutely positively passionate about youth and troubled youth.
Yeah.
Particularly, you know... We partner with other organizations that, you know, go into strip clubs that are, you know, we have young ladies that have been human trafficked and things like that. So, you know, a lot of times I think it can be intimidating. So I think these ladies need to truly be passionate about, you know, youth.
Yeah, absolutely. How can they contact
It would be
you?
Facebook is the best.
All
always
right.
Inbox me and I will forward you over a volunteer info sheet and we can take it from there and then we'll set up an interview.
All right, we will post the details. facebook.com/mystaticradio. Boom, look at you.
I'm also posting a video that ran on a local news source here back in December about Project Zoe.
Oh snap.
Yeah, cuz when I googled it came up.
That's cool.
Hey. Hope you look nice that day, Michelle.
My husband thought so. Again. That's about all that matters.
About to be on the internet.
Amazing. So, when are you going to have Sierra in to give updates on how it is going?
You know,
in the
we're
world?
Trying to talk her into doing a blog.
Okay.
And possibly, you know, wearing a little camera.
Maybe it would go viral.
Maybe. You never know.
Well, you know, it's funny because tons of people shared it on Facebook.
That's
tons
awesome.
Of folks. It's actually on Project Zoe.
Okay.
So if you want to read her story, and she's actually adorably cute pregnant.
Okay.
I know.
Fake pregnant. Because there's a difference.
Fake pregnant.
When you're real pregnant.
That's true.
Like,
it's not just in the belly. You're right.
I'm just saying.
You're right.
She could blow up.
She has good jeans, though.
I'm just kidding.
She got good jeans.
I
didn't.
I'm so confused about what's happening.
Don't know yet.
You know what? You know what, though? It's a really cool story. It's a cool thing that your daughter's doing. A lot of kids. When I was a kid, no way I would have done that just because I was so petrified about other people already thinking I was crazy because I was still liking action figures and comic books.
Right.
So if I would have worn a pregnant belly, then it would have been, I mean, scientifically incredible. And secondly, people would have just probably punched me.
Right.
That's right.
Growing up in Mississippi, I'd be like, oh, look, there's somebody to hit with the truck.
And that,
you know, kind of happened. But
true story.
For your daughter to walk around and do it, like the day, because we saw her in the supermarket the one time, the first time she did.
Right.
And it was like, well, I think we were confused because I said, wait, and Steve-O was like, is that a Schroff?
I'm not kidding. She turned sideways and I saw her pregnant belly and said, obviously that is not a Schroff.
Yeah, that's what happened. Because
there's no way.
It was one of those things
she
like out
like
of a
15
movie.
She was like 15 at
the time. Yeah, she was only 15.
We could see her face, you know, and then she came out around the like counter.
Produce area.
Yeah, and it was like, No, that's definitely not a Schroff.
She actually told me that she saw you guys, and she said, I was trying to hide because I didn't want him coming up and blowing my cover.
Wow. Like she's
You're
in this
not
movie.
Pregnant.
Hey, shh. I'm undercover. This girl's faking.
She's fake pregnant.
She's blowing my cover.
Fake pregnant
what,
over here.
What, she like on, are you undercover cop? You're like on a case? What are you talking
Where's
about?
Where's Ashton Kutcher? She's punking somebody.
Yeah, we seriously, and but I mean, totally judged the situation from afar in the produce section at Smith's.
See how you are?
And said, oh, there's a, no, obviously not. That can't be Sierra because she's only 15 and that's a pregnant belly. So
it could be. You never know.
You never know. But it's a solid reminder of how we look at people,
that's
how
right.
we treat others, and are we looking at them through our prejudices, or
right.
are we looking at them with the eyes of Christ?
That's right.
How does Jesus see that person?
That's
you
right.
know? And so,
and she has another assignment that she's going to do that will absolutely blow everyone away. She's coming up with other ideas just because, I don't know, coming from her perspective, I mean, she's been homeschooled all of her life. Mm. You know, we've really tried to raise our kids to not live in a Christian bubble.
Yeah.
We've tried to raise them in a way that they can look at folks and have compassion and not judge and say, oh, this, you know,
right.
considering, you know, we're all sinners and all. And I think life experience and, you know, mistakes that we make through our life helps us to open our eyes and have compassion for others.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think when you live, when you start getting a little bit older and realizing, oh, these are my bends, these are my my issues. And I'm really proud of her for being able to be honest and say, yeah, I was one of those people that judged when I saw a teen mom or, you know, and that was the whole catalyst for her was, you know, I'm telling girls one thing when I really don't know what they're going through.
Right.
So to walk in their shoes was really important to her. And now she even says, man, that takes some courage to do what they do. I did it for, you know, a couple hours here and there. I can't imagine.
And that's not even to go along with the genetics of that, the hormones,
right?
The everything that comes along with being pregnant. Imagine being a teenager, your hormones are already going crazy, and now you have a child inside of you that is producing much more chaos, if you will, or hormones.
That's
and
right.
and so,
well, and even the statistics of you know, couples staying together and having, I mean, I was a stinking mess and I was married and I had a great husband who would run out and get me, you know, my cravings at 2 a.m. and I mean, so I can't, for me, it's I don't know, I just, it blows my mind to think about what they go through and you know, not to look at them with pity, but to say, you know what, you're courageous.
Yeah.
You have courage to be able to do this, even though no one is by your side. Mm. Because that is the statistic.
Because unfortunately, in 2014, it's much easier to go out and get an abortion.
That's
because
right.
then you don't have to deal with it.
That's right.
You know, it's like, oh, I made this decision. This is the consequence, if you will.
And you know what? You would be amazed at how many girls actually want to get pregnant, and then abort.
Man.
Because the reaction from the father is not what they expected it to be.
Oh, right.
You know, so to say that, oh, well, she knew she wasn't protected or she was, you know what? They're kids.
Yeah, they make
they're
some,
kids.
Yeah. I was a kid once. I made a lot of stupid decisions.
I'm an adult and I make a lot of stupid decisions.
That's where
sorry.
I'm at.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. I don't know.
You can check out all the information at facebook.com/mystaticradio. We posted everything up there for Project Zoe, how you can get connected. We also posted a video. Get there, support it, and help them. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle Schroff.
Thank you.
You're awesome as always.
Aww.
Aww. Coming up, Theology Thursday, we're going to be sharing the New Earth versus Old Earth.
Oh,
once again,
yeah.
Best of. So that's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour right now. Reliant K on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Welcome to your life.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
What a day!
What a day! What a day!
Man, if you miss any part of Team Awesome Morning Party, it's been good.
It's been good. Stever just came back, and much like Kim Jong-il over in North Korea, we have to get our hair cut just
Kim
like
Jong-un.
Him.
Kim Jong-un!
Un?
Yeah.
It was the dead.
He's the... What,
the dead
right.
dad.
That's how I remember
him. Yeah, Kim Jong-un. He got ill and passed.
Yeah.
And we were left with the Un guy. The only one. Un. French for Un. Yeah, but anyway, we have to get our hair cut just like Steve.
No!
I'm sorry, buddy.
Come on, man!
Mine's already kind of close.
Yeah.
So it's not so much of a thing for me, but you're gonna... It's gonna be different. And I feel like we need to just do this.
Speaking of, yesterday was our dear friend David Gatt's birthday from Square Salon.
Dave Gatt.
What the crap?
We skipped it.
Thanks for telling me, anybody.
I texted him last night.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Ah!
Because Chrissy said...
No, I'm a terrible friend.
Chrissy said, hey, it's Dave Gatt's birthday. So I texted him, happy birthday. And I sent him a picture of a sloth going, follow your dreams.
Man, this last week, he gave Brody his very first haircut ever.
Oh.
And it went about as well as could be expected.
Yeah?
Yeah. Brody was like, oh, cool. And we're going to sit him
What's
down.
What's this place?
Here's a little piece of licorice, buddy. Oh, you like that licorice? Yeah, okay. We're just going to sit you down right here. We're gonna go ahead and put on this little apron thingy. It's going to just wrap around you. And then you won't be able to see your arms, but no bigs. It's going to be this totally normal experience. I can't see my arms! That's basically what happened the second we put the apron on him, and it digressed from there.
Was he trying to get his arms out of
there? He was trying to, like, move his arms, and he just started freaking out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we haven't even done anything. And then Dave's like, okay, well, trying to go as fast as he can. And he gets, like, the spray bottle. Okay, I'm just gonna spray a little spray on here. And he's like, it's acid! It's acid!
Brody's like, I'm not Panda!
You're killing me slowly!
I'm not Panda! I'm Brody!
I'm serious. Mm. It was awful. And that was just water. And I'm like, oh, it's just water. It's just water. Okay, I'll hold him. If I hold him in the chair.
Oh, my gosh. I missed
nothing
it.
Worked.
I was not there.
Nothing worked. He wanted mom, and he wanted to just be nuzzled, like, nestled?
Nestled?
Nestled? Nuzzled?
Nuzzling.
Fazzled. It was fazzled. I was close.
Fraggle.
He wanted to be fazzled into Chrissy's shoulder.
Gotcha.
And so he had to cut his hair while he was, like, succubus clinging to Chrissy's shoulder, and then, like, okay, can we move him around a little bit? Needless to say, it was the most insane first haircut experience I've ever seen in my life.
See, my nephew, Henry, got his haircut at Disney World.
Oh, man.
First haircut, and they have it down to a science.
Yeah.
Because you sit the kid down,
it's Disney World.
They cover him up, and he starts panicking, and then they're like, oh, here's a balloon.
Oh.
And he's like...
It's a balloon.
And they let him take his arms out, and he's holding the balloon. And then he starts realizing they're brushing his hair, and he's sitting there looking at the balloon. Then they start cutting, and then he starts freaking out. Oh, wait a second. Here's an electronic glowy spinny toy. Oh, what? There's Mickey. Mick. That's what he kept going. Mick. Mick. Yep. And so then the whole time, and then they're flying. They're like... It's like those old Goofy cartoons where it's like...
Right.
By the end of it, you're sitting there with a picture, and the kid looks so confused. But he's holding, like, a balloon, six Mickeys, and he's got candy hanging out of his mouth. And he's like, huh? Haircut.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
I should have been more prepared than that. I apologize.
That's how you do it, though.
Yeah, that is how you do it. Taking care of business. Speaking of taking care of business.
Business.
We got to remind you guys, coming up,
whoop.
Static Prom 2014.
Whoop.
April 11th, tickets are on sale now.
Whoop.
Maybe you're a local business and you're like, hey, I'm not in high school anymore, but I would like to help maybe a local youth group.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy up a block of tickets and
then
bless my church with them.
I like it.
That would be awesome.
I like the idea.
I like that idea,
too. I endorse that idea.
You can find out details, get tickets at mystaticradio.com, and groups of 10 or more, there is a discount. So,
guys, don't miss out on this. It's going to be a ton of fun.
It is going to be a ton of fun, like your first haircut at Disney World.
Oh, yeah. By the way, the number of the day, everyone.
Oh, 61,000. Yes. Yes.
61,300.
Uh-huh.
The number of the day. And we had somebody guess it right on Facebook, actually. So what that shows me is, man, Google is awesome.
Yeah, Google's the best.
It is the number of... pizza restaurants in the United States of America.
It's a lot of pizza.
It's a lot of pizza.
I would have guessed there are more than that, to be honest.
Yeah,
I feel
there used to be a Pizza Hut like on every corner. There was a church, and right beside it, Pizza Hut.
Does that include like the Taco Bells that are also KFCs that are also Pizza Huts?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. But yeah, 61,300 pizzerias in the United States. A guy got it right on Facebook.
Good job,
and
Googler.
If you will email us at studio@mystaticradio.com if you're still listening, then you win a prize.
There you go.
I'll put up a Facebook post to you in case you're not listening. And we'll get you something.
Amazing.
Hey.
On the way back, it is a Best of Theology Thursday. Pray for Pastor Jarrett. He is half a world away.
Woo!
Yeah, doing good things in Cambodia. I've seen pictures on Instagram from all over.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Make sure you go check out those because they're kind of cool. But pray for him, Pastor Benix, Brian Nixon.
Town.
He is out of town as well.
Had to go up to Santa Fe.
We went through the archives and said, ooh, this was a good one.
We found the New Earth, Old Earth, Hollow Earth thing.
Yeah.
So you can
Middle
check
Earth,
it out.
Little Earth. Little Middle Earth in there.
Tons of Earth.
Yeah. So that will be coming up here very shortly. We'll be playing the New Earth, Old Earth. You can still get your questions in.
You can. But this is an old one. Last week, I answered the phone, and a guy had a question ready, and I was like, I'm sorry, dude. You'll have to wait till next week. And he's probably going to call back today, and I'm going to have to say, you got to wait again, friend.
Wait, so is this Theology Thursday 6,000 years old or millions of years old?
It depends on your viewpoint.
Okay, well, that's coming up next. You can decide for yourself how old this episode of Theology Thursday actually is.
Yeah, check it out.
Like, is it in the original Hebrew, like the podcast... A 24-hour period?
We don't know.
Yeah.
It depends on your perspective.
Okay.
From us, it's a 2-hour podcast.
Okay.
But to an ant, this thing lasts millennia.
Wow.
Pretty
okay,
cool.
There you go. It's on the way next on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.